Hi, welcome to Adulting with Ebony, the weekly podcast where my guests and I explore what it means and takes to be a kick-ass and kind adult these days. Expect deep, real and raw, as no topic is out of bounds. We want lives and businesses that are profitable, sustainable and fun. We want lives that feel as good on the inside as they perhaps look on the outside. And that means adulting the fuck up. I'm Ebony Allard. I'm an award-winning coach, author and speaker. And if you're ready to implement, go to m2m365.club. For now, though, let's get on with the show. Hello and welcome to this week's episode. Today I am talking about shame and guilt and hopefully helping you to understand it a little better. And the reason for that is it is still one of the most requested topics for me to help you guys understand, break down and talk about. And a lot of the things, a lot of the blocks that come through for people, a lot of the self-sabotage that comes up for people is often actually about shame and guilt underneath it all. And the other thing about shame and guilt is that it doesn't matter how much work you have done on this, there are going to be deeper layers of shame and deeper layers of guilt that we find as we do personal work and as we choose to travel the adulting path. And in a way, that is because shame is the swampland of the soul. Now, that's not something beautiful that I just came up with. It's something that Jungian analysts call shame. They call Jungian analysts call shame the swampland of the soul. And I actually heard that through one of Brené Brown's TED Talks. We're going to dip into Brené's work a little bit as well today. But first of all, I want to share that on the 26th of March, I will be doing a masterclass called Understanding and Letting Go of Shame and Guilt for Good with Gail Bainbridge. And Gail is an accountant turned money mentor on a mission to help everyday people worry less about money, experience freedom and live a life of wealth. And she's also one of the M2M coaches inside Mystic to Maven 365. She comes in and does at some of our accountability sessions, some of our coaching sessions. So Gail and I have known each other for a long time. We've known each other since she was an accountant and actually since I had my first business, My Girl Friday. And so we've known each other a long time. We've grown, both grown a huge amount. And she's been a long-term client of mine and also now coaches alongside me inside M2M. As I said, I really, really respect the work that Gail does. She has led Landmark Forum. She's done a lot of work or been heavily involved in Landmark Forum, I should say, and is just the most incredible human being. And both of us get asked, as you can imagine, when we talk about money, there's a lot of shame and guilt that happens. And when I work with people around liking themselves or behaving in a way that is different from perhaps society or from the family unit in which you grew up, one of the things that comes up the most frequently is shame and guilt. So first of all, I mean, I say that we're on second of all, right? What I thought I'd dive in to what shame and guilt actually are and like why, yeah, what are they? What's the difference? Sometimes that can be a useful place to start. So shame is a painful feeling of humiliation or distress caused by the consciousness of wrong or foolish behavior. So we feel a sense of shame when we have failed to attain some other ideal state. And I think the simplest way, like shame comes with a sense of a foolishness, of embarrassment or wrongdoing. We feel ashamed and it's an emotion that is around failing in some way. And it's around not living up to some kind of expectation, but often it can include an expectation that we didn't even realize was there. So there's not, you know, most of us, the first time we felt shame is when we were being ourselves or doing something and it for some reason it didn't hit the mark, and we missed some kind of target that we weren't aware of, and we felt embarrassed and we felt ashamed that we should have known differently, or that we should have done differently. And that is why Brené Brown discovered kind of the sense or the feeling of vulnerability when she was researching shame. And so vulnerability is this thing that, you know, we've all felt, that we've all experienced. And one of the main things that we get to shift around that for every single one of us is that for a huge amount of us, vulnerability equates to weakness. At least, you know, that's the feeling that we have inside of us, that if we are being vulnerable, then we are being weak. And the truth is that vulnerability is the birthplace of innovation, creativity, and change. That is a direct Brené Brown quote. Vulnerability is the birthplace of innovation, creativity, and change. And really, she also goes on to say that it's the best or most accurate measure of courage that we have. And vulnerability is emotional risk, it's uncertainty, and it's exposure. And we do that in the face of shame. We do that in the face of this feeling that we might have made some kind of social transgression. Where we might have done something that puts us in a bad light. And shame differs from guilt, because guilt involves a negative evaluation of a specific behavior. So it's typically less painful than shame, because it's normally on the outside, right? And also because it's normally a specific action or something on the outside that is being disapproved of. So it's typically like there's a disapproval of a specific behavior, not the entire self. Guilt is often viewed as a more useful emotion than shame, because guilt can be used in motivating a corrective action, right? So we've all been taught to, like, if you feel guilty about something, you should make an apology, whereas you wouldn't necessarily make an apology for feeling ashamed. And so I think it's really important for us to kind of go into these different feelings. And to be fair, like, in this swamp land of the soul, there are lots of mulchy, dark sensations and feelings that we don't really understand. And because as a society we are so focused on feeling happy and joy and these kind of light emotions, often we can not spend as much time as might be useful in the swamp land of the soul, like pulling out our shadows and actually spinning them into gold, which is what so much of my work is really about. Because there's so many wonderful parts of you that have found their way into your shadow bag, your metaphorical shadow bag, these characteristics, these ways of being, these beautiful parts of yourself that you felt shame about at some point in your life, because they were because they were deemed as wrong in some way, or because it didn't land in the way that you thought it would, and because somebody said something or did something that resulted in maybe you blushing or looking away or wanting to hide or wanting to disappear. Maybe you sang something and people laughed, or maybe you did something that it was just very innocent and naive, and it was laughed at, or it was ridiculed, or it was disapproved of. And so often there are things in our kind of shadow bag that we feel shame around that are attached to our identity, that are attached to our whole way of being. Whereas guilt is often a specific behavior or a specific action that we did or didn't take that we're being picked up on. I hope that makes sense. So when we are in this swampland of the soul and we are looking at these different feelings, one of the reasons that I want to do that, and I want to do that for you, is that some of the things that you feel shame about can be alchemized into your superpowers when we actually bring them back into the light as an adult, and when we really understand what happened and perhaps express them in a different way or feel differently about them. And so one of the kind of secret weapons, if you like, one of the tactics that we can bring to shame is self-awareness and personal responsibility. Because what often happens is blame. And blame is not going to help you get rid of shame. It amplifies shame, if anything else. Self-awareness, developing our communication skills, learning to appreciate and like ourselves, trust, being around really good people where you can be yourself, where you can like yourself, where you can care less about what other people think, where you can heal your wounds, where you can step into an identity that feels really good for you. And that's the part that allows us to heal shame, where you get to be yourself, like yourself, share who you are with others, and have it land in a way that makes you feel continually good about being that whole person. So that's the kind of thing around shame. Guilt, on the other hand, is a feeling of having committed wrong or failed in an obligation. And so it's very much more specific. Guilt is a cognitive emotional experience that occurs when a person believes or realizes accurately that he or she has compromised his or her own standards or conduct, or has violated a moral standard and bears a significant responsibility for that violation. So what does that really mean in English, in layman terms? It means that when you have done something wrong, a specific thing wrong that you knew better about, that you understood the rules beforehand and you transgressed them anyway, when you've gone against your own values, or when you've gone against somebody else's values, that's when we end up feeling guilty. And so I think that it's really interesting, because it's not about, one, it's not about your whole self usually. You feel guilty about something specific, whereas shame can be a really full body experience. And also shame is about who you are, and guilt is often about what you've done or not done. And we will go into more detail on this on the masterclass that we're doing. And if you've missed that masterclass live, then you can come and get it from my website or from Gail's website after the fact. And that's going to be available to you to buy, and then to watch the lesson about that afterwards. So it'll be about an hour to an hour and a half of us really going through workshopping some stuff around this, so that you can really shift it for yourself. And so I guess one of the other things that I wanted to go through in this podcast is some of the things that we can do to shift our feelings of guilt and shift our feelings of shame. And so let me share some of those with you. The first thing I really want to talk about is that society, for the most part, still doesn't really value more feminine traits, not female, feminine, like creativity, observation, beauty, feeling-based or experience-led work, in the same way as it does more masculine traits, not male, but masculine traits like science, academia, organization, fact-based or results-oriented work. And so what that means is that if we are someone who is much more in the feminine, much more into being, much more into creativity and observation and experience and kind of being with somebody rather than like sharing your facts, then we can feel shame about that because society has devalued it, doesn't have the same value-based system for one as it does the other. And so that's around your whole identity and about somebody or society not valuing who you are. And this whole podcast really is geared towards creatives, because so many more creatives find themselves expressing many more of those feminine traits and perhaps need some help putting that into the language of the patriarchy, or finding a way to be really confident and not feel shame about who they are and really take ownership and of their gifts and skills in that feminine art space around healing and around experience-led work or beauty-based work, whether that's art or design or working with color or working with aesthetics, you know, whatever it is, it may be that we feel a small sense of shame around that. And again, that's a societal belief. And so I think that's really interesting to just kind of look at and observe for yourself. Is there some shame I feel around myself for not being valuable enough, for not being useful enough? And for me, that comes from the more feminine traits not being as valued as the more masculine ones. Many of us grew up being told that they'd never be rewarded for their art. By people that they implicitly trusted. And even if they've made some money or they've received some recognition for their endeavors, for their art, for their creativity, for their design, somewhere our brains have been trained to believe that this is a fluke or it's a one-off or, you know, it's just creativity, it's not proper work, it's not something that you're ever going to get paid a sustainable income for. And again, that can lead us to feel a sense of shame because there's an incongruence with what is our truth and what is our purpose, what we're really here for, and what we believe society values. And so the more that you can embrace the parts of yourself that you see as less desirable, the more that you can move that weakness, that kind of into courage, the more that we can look at those parts of ourselves that we deem to be weak and shift them into a part of being courageous and being seen as courageous and develop our creativity and our courage around our creativity, then we can start to see some shifts about how we are feeling. And then we start to feel far less shame about our identity, far more pride about our identity, more ownership of our identity. And as we do that, we value our work more, then we're able to shift our experience around that and become professional artists or become professional healers. And really at that place, you can be hugely revered or hugely valued, but you have to do that internal work for yourself first. I guess when we talk about guilt is often for something that you did or didn't do but wanted to. Guilt is often also about something that you think you did or that you didn't do enough of, or that you're doing better than somebody else. And so it's very much a doing-based thing rather than a being-based thing. Rather, instead of it being about who you are, which is much more the shame stuff, it's much more about what you've done. And you can have guilty thoughts like, I should have been more productive today, or I could have been designing something today instead of watching another TV show, or why am I not writing a blog post instead of scrolling through my Instagram or Facebook? And you know, I could be learning something new instead of swiping this way or that way. And that isn't really guilt. It feels like guilt, but actually it's procrastination and self-sabotage. And that comes from a lack of self-worth or an absence of clear, motivating goals. And that comes from not understanding your own values. And so some of the things that we runs through all of this work is really understanding yourself, getting clear on what you value and being proud about who you are, and because then you can take actions in the direction of that. So the first step always is to work out what's important for you and to work out what you stand for. And working with the value filter system is a really great way to do that. You can go to my website and find the value filter masterclass, or you can join a wake up program or come and do M10365 with us. But if you've got your value filter, and also if you know none of those are available to you at this point, if they don't feel attainable, then get my book, because that's like £15. And in there, I go through the value filter process for you. And so this, to abolish feelings of guilt, you need to get really clear on what's important to you and what you stand for and what your values are. So that's step one. And then, and from that as well, you can start to see how this is going to affect both who you are and your identity piece. So that feeling around shame, embracing that, and then also what you do in the actions that you take. And so then you can feel less guilty about things as well. The second thing that you can do is to make peace with your past and make friends with yourself. And this is really about going one step deeper. So learning about all of who you are and choosing to accept change or like what you find. And all of the work that I do is really about this. You know, it's what we do in M2M 365. It's why I encourage you to, well, one of the reasons I encourage you to come and do it in community is so that you can learn from everybody else, but also have your process catalyzed, amplified, and stabilized by being in community and being witnessed, being seen, heard, and understood. Because all of us require a sense of belonging. And again, shame stems from not having that sense of belonging. So being in a community where you're really seen, heard, and understood gives you a sense of identity at belonging, which allows you to seal in that identity, that allows you to feel good about your identity. So yeah, number three, you can get clear on what you want and why. It helps if your why is about something beyond just you. So if you can, once you've got clear on your values and you're starting to get more clear on who you are, and you're in an environment where you're being seen, heard, and understood for being your true self, not what you think other people want you or need you to be in order to be liked and in order to belong. But if once you're being your true self from the inside out, then you want to get clear on, like, what is it that you really, really want and why? And what is it that you want to do beyond that? So beyond having the money to survive, beyond immediate survival, why do you want to share your work with the world? What is it that you want to get out there? What's your message? How do you want to contribute? And most of us really want to contribute to making the world a better place, to increasing the vibes of creativity amongst others, of belonging amongst others, about reducing shame and guilt in others, so that we can all co-create and live in an expansive and, you know, kind of enjoyable place for all of us. And maybe I'm a massive idealist, not maybe, I am a massive idealist, but I truly, truly believe that if we are all being our true selves, enjoying being our true selves and contributing, so many things will change. And that contribution piece, every single one of us has got like a tiny little different, it may be very similar to the next person, but there's tiny little differences about the subset of people that we want to help and why. And so we get to create this incredible weaved basket of contribution. And ideally from that place, everyone would be taken care of. And there'd be all of these different skills of both doing and being that supported a community. Because the doing stuff has been revered for so many years, but it's not enough, right? Like just doing, and only valuing that doesn't allow for us to actually belong and love one another and hang out and innovate and create and change. And we need to be in this place of vulnerability, of softness, of being in order to create a better world. And so number four is really about developing your sense of bravery and courage, getting out of your comfort zone and becoming more comfortable with being uncomfortable so that you can take risks and ask for things without taking it so personally. And again, these are the things that we do in M2M365 so that you can really grow your courage, because courage is a muscle more than anything else. You know, it's a connection to our heart and our gut and taking action on the things that we believe in and that we value and that are important. So yeah. Work on becoming clear on how you would know if you were enough. Like, what is it that would make you enough? You are enough, I know that. But what would have to happen for you to believe that you were enough? So there's really two pieces here. We're looking internally and externally at who do you want to be and what do you want to do in order to be someone that you are proud of and in order to be kind of in this really congruent, coherent place. And the last piece on this really is understanding that if you succeed, when you succeed, it doesn't mean that somebody else loses. It isn't a zero-sum game. There is enough for everybody. And that means that we can really shift our orientation from one of scarcity and lack to one of abundance and freedom, knowing that if I succeed and I encourage you to succeed, then you can succeed as well. And that, just shifting our orientation in that way, enables us to move from this place of shame and guilt around who we are and like how much we have or how much we don't have, into feeling really good about who we are and really proud about what we can co-create together. It gives you more capacity, more happiness. And when you have more happiness and more greater capacity, then you have more to give. And then it's just, you know, the more you have, the more you have, the more you have of all the good stuff. So yeah, I wanted to, I guess, kind of dig in a little bit to the different areas of shame and guilt, identity, actions, behaviors, and beliefs, because all of this stuff is weaved together. And really just share with you that on the 26th of March, I will be co-hosting a workshop / masterclass on how to overcome shame and guilt once and for all so that you can flourish as a leader in business. And that is really about understanding shame and guilt so that you can let it go. And the way that we do our masterclasses is that they are £29 if you sign up and come and join us live. If you can't make it live, that is absolutely fine. You get the replay for life. But if you sign up whilst before it goes live and like before we do the workshop live, it's £29. When the masterclass is done, it will then go up in our store and it will be £47. So you get to come and join early and get a nice little discount if you jump on this and sign up early. Over the course of this year, I will be releasing a whole load more masterclasses, all sorts of different topics, as suggested by you guys or asked for as you guys. If there is something else that you want me to do a workshop on, a mini workshop on, or a mini masterclass, then get in touch and let us know. The best way to do that is either to email support@ebonyallard.co.uk or to message me on Instagram. But yeah, we're doing Understanding Letting Go of Shame and Guilt for Good, me and Gail, on the 26th of March. And then in April, I can't remember the date off the top of my head, but I'll make sure if you're on the mailing list, you'll hear about it. I'm doing Suspend Self-Sabotage, Unleash Your Superpowers and Opt Out of Self-Limitation. That's going to be a really good one as well. In that one, I'm going to explain self-sabotage and share the 25 ways I see people expressing self-sabotage every single day. So for now, if you have liked some of the stuff that I've talked about, if you would like to understand shame and guilt on a deeper level and really let go of them for good, please do sign up for the masterclass. And I, as usual, not me, but somebody wonderful, probably Dara and Gemma, have put the links in the show notes so that you can jump in and click the button and sign up for the Shame and Guilt Masterclass. As I said, 26th of March, it's going to be 6 p.m. UK time. So that should be accessible for nearly everybody all over the world. It's kind of a good time, 6 p.m. It's I know it's difficult for some people because it's during their dinner and all of that, but it when you're in the UK, but it does mean that it's accessible pretty much across, in most places across the globe, it's a pretty accessible time. It may mean staying up late or getting up early, but for most of you, it's a time that you can get to. So I hope this has been helpful. Do let me know. And I will see you in next week's episode. Yeah, exciting. Let me tell you a little bit about next week's episode. Next week, I've got Nick North on. And yeah, Nick has lived both as a woman and a man. And in next week's episode, we talk about responsibility and being a trans adult. It's a really interesting episode. It's a little bit longer than normal because there's so much we wanted to talk about. And I'm so, so excited for you to listen to next week's episode. So if you get to the end of next week's episode and you want me to get Nick back, please do let me know. If you've enjoyed this episode, come onto Instagram and let me know. I'm so excited about the podcast we've got coming up over the next couple of weeks. I've really been working extra. I don't really want to say extra hard because it's such a joy to do, but we've been putting so much more energy into really pulling out the best guests for you and making it as diverse as possible, having a real mixture, and then also making sure that the solos that I do for you are of real value to you as well. So I'm going to stop rambling. Have a fantastic week. I love you so, so much. Wherever you are, stay wild, stay true. always be you.
This has been Adulting with Ebony. I have been Ebony. You have been great. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening, for sharing, for rating and reviewing. If you have enjoyed this free content, please take a moment to rate us, to share an episode, to spread the word on social media, or to come find me on Instagram and tell me what you thought. On Instagram, I am at Ebony Allard, and I will see you in the DMs. Bye.